Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program. Part two of Rooted and Grounded. You know, there's a lot of technology today that indicates that the body is electric, and the most important vehicle that carries the grounding techniques for the connection is the earth. The earth is a grid of patterns that actually respond to being electrically connected to the earth. Now, most of us is not aware that the earth is mobilized with free antioxidant electrons. We need more of these. These electrons, when you touch the earth barefoot, listen what happens. And the Bible teaches you again to be rooted and grounded in the faith. What really moves your body? Having a healthy body and having a body that's able to withstand the rigors of the earth, because we do know that there is a lot of wear and tear. You just notice the age of people. And as they age, the body begins to deteriorate and something breaks down and we age tremendously, especially when we cross what we call the first 40. You know, the second 40 of a man's life, and basically that's about all he's promised, is the first 40 and then 30 to maybe 40 years. Sometimes we'll get to 80. Not much over 80. The average person lives to be, I think, 75, male. And I think the woman is about 76 or 77 years old. And then they die. Now, to be electrically connected, if we could learn the things that the Indians tried to teach us as we walk on the earth, they teach that man should walk every day barefoot. And, you know, that's strange, because most tender-footed people, we wear shoes, most of them rubber soles, which insulate, and they turn away, if you will, the antioxidant electrons that are moving through the earth. All you've got to do to have these electrons pour into your body at the speed of light is take off your shoes. And, of course, the Indians knew that that was good. Another thing that the body is to receive benefits by walking on the earth is that the pebbles, the Indians would walk through gravels, and that would energize the pressure points in a body. You know, the foot is one of the most unique things that the body has. It really carries the whole weight of the body. If you notice, it has to be extra strong. And if you ever look at how the foot is constructed, it's amazing how that it is arched perfectly to walk, and that arch is a soft spring-given mechanism to help the body. And so, ever who designed the body in this unique way that we're designed, and we are wonderfully designed and wonderfully made, if you go back to the time during the telegraph days when they were first putting telegraph wires into the earth, they found out that the earth was completely covered by electrons that were negatively charged. and that this charge prevented oxidation. When we are disconnected, now listen to this now, when we are disconnected from the natural negative charge, then we are more subject to oxidation and we develop more inflammatory problems. Think about that. And although we know this, I know that you already know this, what I'm talking about, that the body is full of electrons. But have you ever thought about them being antioxidants? We talk about taking pills and like grapeseed extract and things for antioxidants and silver colloidal for the antioxidant value of certain things that's manufactured. How about electricity that can be put into your body? I'm talking about at the speed of light, and these are mobilized into the body the minute we touch the earth barefoot. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of electrons that are negatively charged, which prevent, like I say, oxidation, and that in turn helps you with your inflammatory problems. So if you've got arthritis, if you've got rheumatism, and things of this nature, walk barefooted over the natural earth. A lot of our brothers and sisters in our faith already do this, because it's beneficial. And if you have problems in the body and you are dealing with oxidation, then if you would just get connected to the antioxidant electrons that are available to you by just walking over the natural negative charge, when we are more subject to oxidation and we develop more inflammatory problems, it could be actually cut tremendously, because a group of scientists and a team of doctors have been looking at every biological marker known to man. They're just going and combing back through the biological markers. And they found out that the major ones in medicine include cortisol levels, of bilirubin levels, which regulate the heart levels and the heart rate, the respiratory levels, the white blood cell levels. When they try determining if there is a difference between being grounded, meaning standing directly on the earth barefoot, or touching the earth some way with our bare skin, and not being grounded, meaning wearing rubber-soled sneakers or something like we do, the answer is a tremendously, they found out is overwhelmingly, the answer is yes. That when you wear rubber-soled sneakers or something to insulate you from the electrons that are negatively charged, that the benefits, meaning on your skin, that the answer is yes, there was a massive difference in all biological markers between being grounded and ungrounded, and it has to be the most significant discovery in health in the last 10 years. Now, I know it sounds silly. It does to me. And I've known about this for so long, and yet I fail to practice what I'm teaching here tonight, but I must repent of that and start walking barefoot over the ground so that I can get negatively grounded or negatively charged, and the benefits of it is most significant. The most significant find or discovery in health, period. It indicates that the assumption that it's okay to wear shoes all the time, as we're told, it's okay to walk in houses that are carpeted, that are insulated with linoleum or some other insulation, meaning that we never really get to the grounding aspects of the home or outside the home, and the biological markers, meaning that we are biologically made in the image of the Creator, and body electric, our God is basically a spirit. And so with the insulation that keeps the spirit from directly being energized by failing to complement the needs of nature, walking barefoot, simple, that it's a very simple solution. It's something that scientific research has declared is very important. And we all need to come back to load our bodies daily with these negative markers that are in our bodies, and these antioxidant electrons that are needing to be in our bodies can only come in by doing what is called the negative oxidation, by meaning walking to the earth to reduce the free radical damage that is still in the electrons. That means that we lack electrons when we're oxidized. By being insulated from the earth through the rubber soles of our shoes, what ends up happening is that we become more subject to free radical damage. We age faster, and our organs break down faster because these negative ions and these charges of the electrons keep the tissue and the organs of the body healthy, and as the grid pattern of our own design, meaning that we're body electric, or our God is a spirit and we're made in His likeness, if we're spirit beings. Howbeit, if you have the Spirit of Yahweh. And the more of this spirit you have, the more life force that you have. You see some people that seem like they age quickly. And by 40 years old, they can't hardly walk. They're tormented with rheumatism and arthritis. They have excessive positive charge. Too much oxidation and too much free radical damage. Now listen to this. It's really simple. The more that you could become connected directly, veil the skin to the earth, the longer you will live and the less inflammation you will suffer. 1 minute is better than 0 minutes. 15 minutes is better than nothing. An hour is better than 15 minutes. And 5 hours is better than an hour. Now, if you get the idea, you must get out and ground yourself. Like I say, we know in our group or in our movement, we've known about this, and yet we're not reminded enough. That's the reason that since I've been teaching on this rooted and grounded, this is a natural to bring in for the physical body, which is made in the likeness of our Creator, body electric, or God is a spirit, or God is a consuming fire. There's electrons working in a and a body that is filled with a condition of negatively charged. The atmosphere around us is always negatively charged, or the earth itself is negatively charged, and the atmosphere around us is positively charged. Now we have to have that tied together and working for us rather than against us. If we're always insulated against the earth itself, which is negatively charged, and we don't have any, then we're overcharged in the positives, and that brings about aging, sickness, and disease. But the more we get connected, when touching the ground, we become grounded. It's an electrical connection to the earth. And these are beneficial. So, if you know anything about electricity, you'll know that electricity does not conduct through certain mediums such as rubber. And rubber stops the electrical impulses coming through the earth, and most of us wear sneakers or shoes, and it slows the earth's ability to transfer, because from the earth you came, meaning that you're full of electrons naturally. Your body needs to be energized daily. So I think it's a good ideal that we pull off our shoes. We need to think about it as we get out and walk around. If you get a chance for 10 to 15 minutes a day, you walk barefooted through the pebbles and the stones or over the earth, and you're going to get some profound advances in your condition. It has catastrophic effects on the human, the physiology, and it has a catastrophic effect on our health. And all this is based on the latest research to be one of the most advanced benefits for man, which is being overlooked with so many people. There is even a lot of research being done now on athletes who train without shoes. And the results were astounding. Now, if you notice that some of the best athletes in the world are those that run the triathlon and the surfers and things of this nature that do a lot of barefoot walking. Whenever you are in a body of water like the ocean, you become instantly grounded. And by being grounded, rooted and grounded, whenever we jump into a body of water like a river or a stream or a lake, the same thing happens. We are instantly grounded, and if we walk barefoot on the sand or through the pebbles, we're instantly grounded. When someone goes to the beach and they lay on their towels and lie on the beach, they usually feel like falling asleep. That's because the grounding effect changes our heart rate, and it immediately detoxifies and normalizes our pH, which is one of the most important things that I've been taught by the brothers. I had a brother that gave me a pH machine, and it really made a difference in the way that I felt. By raising our pH, now let me tell you something about the effects of drinks, like sweet drinks, like say like pop, what we call here in the South pop, a cola, let's say a Coke or a Pepsi or something of that nature. One can of this acidic state, when we drink it, our body becomes acidic, and it takes anywhere from 8 to 9 gallons of water behind the effect of 1 8-ounce can of soda to neutralize the effects that it's had on the body. And so then, because of the grounding effect, as it changes and detoxifies us and raises our pH, then we are better before it normalizes our bodies to closer to normal. It lowers our heart rate. But we go about, we walk with rubber shoes, sneakers, or other items that insulate our body from the earth, where we cannot get these grounded electrons to instantly produce substantial benefits in our body. So we all need to get out. Make your note tomorrow to start walking barefoot. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it one of my priorities to walk barefoot. I know some brothers that do this, and they tell me that, you know, it's just like a child. I know back when we were on the farm, we would pull our shoes off in early spring, and we wouldn't put them back on until first or second frost. It's unbelievable how healthy we were. And probably because that we, although we didn't probably know it, I know I didn't, I gave it no thought. But I could fly across gravel beds, and, you know, back in my days, we only had gravel roads. And they had just started putting gravel on the road. And if you walked the road, you walked it barefoot and a well-worn path, and it was good and flat, and it was quite easy to walk on. However, we could just as easily seem like walk over the gravels. Now today, if you're tender-footed like I am, it will probably kill you almost to walk over gravels, which would be like acupuncture. It would give you the benefits of making the correct pressing points on the foot, because eventually you're going to massage the feet and the pressure points, and the body is full of all of the pressure points that lead directly to the organ. And we forget that we also need to take into account that we need to have daily acupuncture. If we don't walk over the gravels, at least we need the acupuncture. That's why it's so refreshing and so beneficial to have these things in our body or onto our body applied. But the best thing and the quickest thing to kill two birds with one stone is just simply walk barefooted. Now, if you're unaware what pH really means, it's the acid and the alkaline balance that your body has to have a proper balance. If you are over acid and under alkaline, it's been an associated, proven fact that a number of disorders are related to the acidic state of our bodies. It's also known that the cancer will not live in a highly alkaline body. And so then, if we want to avoid these diseases, we must, at all costs, bring about the detoxification and normalize our pH and giving us a grounded condition with the electrons, which also bring about healing. So if you walk barefoot on the soil, if you walk barefoot in the rain, if you walk barefoot on the sand, then you are becoming grounded into your body electric. You're going to feel better. You're going to walk better. You're going to walk more relaxed, especially when you have a foot rub. That's one of the most relaxing things that you can have. And it's due to pressure points. If you walk on the soil, then you are grounded. Now, if you walk on the cement, some cement is grounded, but some isn't. It's because of the items that they're putting in the new cement. And so if you're just going to walk down the street on the sidewalk, you might want to consider just getting on out into the earth and becoming grounded. And if you touch a tree, listen. If you just go out and touch a tree, you become grounded. The tree is a living entity. It has electrolytes. It has water in it. Therefore, it is conducting electricity. And yes, when you touch that tree, you become grounded as it is. And so then, ground yourself. Take a walk. If you go through the woods, you touch a tree. Talk to the trees. They like to listen. The Bible would tell you that. And so, walk through the earth, or walk on the earth, and become grounded, rooted and grounded. And when you're grounded, you're more resistant, it's a proven fact, to the dangerous EMF fields, because the EMF hits you and goes right into the ground. The earth itself is a reservoir for EMF fields. That's why it's called ground. The earth can absorb a huge amount of these dangerous EMF waves. So, if you're in a rubber-soled shoe and you're on your cell phone, you're oxidizing yourself and damaging yourself with high-frequency EMFs. But if you're on your cell phone and you're barefoot, you're not completely protected, but you're dramatically more protected because you are grounded, and that's very important to understand. So, if you're just out talking on your phone, pull your shoes off and walk around a while. If you've got a 20-minute conversation on the phone, pull off your shoes and walk around. You'll be better off. The rubber sole, because it insulates and isolates us from the earth, it actually may be the cause of our psychological loneliness. Once we get our shoes off and connect back with the earth, whether it's just a 5-minute walk in the park, or just walking on the grass, or walking on the beach, or going swimming in the lake, the more you're grounded, the better you feel. Instantly. It's amazing that you will be associated with excess positive charge. The earth is again negatively charged, and when you stand on the earth barefoot, you absorb that negative charge, and immediately you begin to wash away the positive charges, and it starts to add the electrons to that positive charge. And within 50 minutes, or less than an hour, even the pains they have noticed dramatically dropped off. It immediately alters our pulse rate. Immediately. Our respiratory rate. So if you're having trouble breathing, get out and walk barefooted. Your blood will oxidize. It changes our skin to conductance within 40 minutes. The improvements are seen in all these areas, and those who were conducting the test could not believe the result. By just simply reconnecting back to the earth. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, if we could just go back to the old path. Isn't that what the Bible said? Walk the old path? Is that what that meant? Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. It could be actually more important, since our skin is directly connected to the earth and it's one of the largest organs in the body, to be connected back to the earth. For it's most important that these are the foods that the body needs first to take in. It may be more important than the processed food that we eat. Because if we get far enough away from the Earth's EML fields, which today the Earth is crowded with these, even up in outer space, we immediately start becoming better, indicating that the connection to the Earth helps us mineralize, and our problems with our bones, our teeth, are related to not being grounded. Once grounded, these areas begin to improve dramatically. Now, when you want to electroplate a substance, for example, you want to put copper onto another metal. Then you want to electroplate it. If you have to remove the electrons so that they stick together, so that the two metals share electrons, that's kind of what happens when we become oxidized. We no longer have enough electrons, and therefore our tissues have to share electrons, and then we become easily oxidized. We begin to age, and the symptoms of diseases that vary reappear. Notice even your teeth needs electrons. When you begin to share these electrons with plaque, and the plaque electroplates itself to our teeth, immediately improvements have been seen with dental health simply by being grounded even through plaque. And scientists are now wondering about that. Now, when you get into a car, the car is not grounded, of course, due to the rubber tires. And so it's not connected to the earth, and hence you're ungrounded. You drive to some other location, you get out of the car, you have a little bit of jet lag even from driving around in the car. If you stand barefoot for 15 minutes whenever you have arrived off a long trip, you can recalibrate the rhythms of the impulses of electrons coming back from the earth, and you automatically lose the jet lag, which is a result of traveling ungrounded. So reground yourself and notice you're going to feel better. Take a short walk. You can do at least a 15-minute rhythm cycle every day of your life. Maybe 30 minutes if you could spare. If you're exercising, take your shoes off a little bit when you can. Especially in the summer and the spring when you can do that. Now, in the wintertime, it's not very comfortable to get out and pull your shoes off. But if you want body electric, and you ladies that need to have more perfect hormone levels, and to free yourself from erratic the fluctuation in hormone levels that older women get, they found that women with irregular hormone levels vastly improved by grounding themselves with walks upon the earth. It restored the circulation levels and the rhythms that are associated to the biological clock we have inside our bodies. And when we're ungrounded, our body has no ability to access the reference rhythms of the frequencies. And so then, therefore, our bodies suffer, our minds suffer psychologically. And the Chinese, give them credit, they've known about this a long time. And yet, we are too busy, too hurried, to have the benefits of this grounding effect. The Bible suggests that you be rooted and grounded. The Bible suggests that there is certain energy points in the world. Do you know that the Great Pyramid of Giza has been noted by scientists in measuring that the energy around the pyramid is so different around other places? And so then these places were built, they believe purposely, by the ancients on what they call ley lines, or charging stations, if you will, where that this strong spirit has strong energy. We know that the waters of the Bible, certain places in the Bible, the waters would become troubled. That means they would become energized with these negative ions of grounding, and they would bring about healings in major proportions. Now, if you notice that Satan does not want you to prosper and be in good health. You ever notice that? Satan wants you sick. He wants you worried. He's going to give you reasons to be negatively tied away from the energies of the earth. He keep you fretting, depressed, sitting inside. You notice how much better you feel in the spring when you're cooped up in the long winter days. You finally, spring arrives and you can get out and you can walk through the fresh air and you can walk through the woods and you can feel much better. You can feel energized very quickly. That's more than just a psychological. There is a psychological benefit to these things. However, the spiritual benefit, you can reap volumes of blessings by just obeying the rooting and grounding techniques that Yahweh has given to you. Take care of your body. It's the only one you got. And if you're sick, try this. I know that I am going to start walking daily, barefooted. It's so easy to forget. We are not trained to think about our bodies electric. We just see a flesh and blood body breathing normally or whatever, depending on the shape and the health we're in. I've seen some people can't walk across the room. More and more people I've noticed that. I'm amazed that more people are having respiratory problems, breathing problems. A lot of people are literally carrying oxygen tanks to supply supplemental oxygen to their needs. They can't get enough of oxygen in the rare air, and it's because of the grounding or the lack of grounding into these charged particles that enter the body that would help it, because a relaxed body, it breathes in a relaxed state, then the breathing rhythm is back to normal. And when we suffer or when we need more oxygen, we have to breathe harder to maintain a rhythm of comfortable feelings in our body. Say if you've got something in the lungs, you have a lung ailment, or you have a decreased ability to convert oxygen through your blood, so therefore you are oxygen deprived. You can literally get high amazingly. Some people have to teach in the religious centers that you can literally live on oxygen. That there is, like Christ said, there is a food to eat of you know not of. And that oxygen is one of the most rarest foods that is deprived itself of our need for taking in more oxygen. And this is one of the things for those who suffer respiratory ailments to get out and try this. If you can't walk, but I have a block, walk and sit down a while and rest. And then take up your walk and walk some more. Until daily, if it becomes a habit of grounding yourself in these negative charged particles that would bring about benefits to the body by being grounded, relieving all of the negative or the positive energies that are negative to us because of the lack of grounding, then we have a comfortable zone where our bodies can heal slowly, or in some cases, amazingly, very swiftly. It's just a sense of respiratory ailment. You can benefit greatly by engaging and becoming rooted and grounded to the earth. Your body is created in the image of the Creator. And the Creator Himself is a living electric body. The Bible describes Him as a consuming fire. That's a little nuclear reactor, if you will. And in Yahweh's case, it's a big one. He can do all things. You can do all things. Through Christ that strengthens you. By becoming grounded, you should grow, as the Bible said, grow up like calves in a stall. Remember, like I said, when you were young, you often was barefooted. You preferred it that way. It made you feel better. You were healthier. You had all kinds of energy. And the older we get, the less energy we have, because we slowly shut down our need because of the lack of the things that we're lacking in, and don't realize that we are deficient in these things. And grounding is one of the problems that science has... Now, this is what science says. That is one of the major reasons of our health problems today, our modern health problem, is the lack of grounding. We have forgotten to get out in nature, to breathe, and to walk on the pebbles, and to receive those charged particles that are beneficial to our health. And it's just a blessing that I would like to express to you, to take up your walk, daily walk. Make it a point and just try and see if it doesn't make you feel better. I'm going to let you know, because I'm going to do it tomorrow. And I've often done it in the past, but you get become lax and You're like Martha. You know, I find myself being a lot like Martha here lately. You know, concerned about other things. Your first and foremost thing is taking care of your body. That's the most important. And you only realize that when it begins to deteriorate and it begins to break down and you have less energy and you have less desire for life. You know how you're young and enthusiastic and you want to run and romp and play, and you old people sit around and say, where in the world do you get all that energy? Well, they themselves used to be the same way. I know I was. When we were young and on a farm, we grew up on a farm, and we could jump from one rock ledge to the next, run through the plowed dirt, the fresh plowed dirt, walk through the hay fields, go up the gravel roads, like I said, and we got out and we did those things which are good for our bodies. Today we live in an insulated, we are insulated from everything. We very seldom get, even in our own homes, we get no benefit from our materials that we build with. We build with synthetic carpet and things that make the body even deteriorate and break down and age more and fall apart. So we need to get back to the old path. Now what about the old path? Is it a way that Yahweh has chosen? You know, if you look at the Messiah himself, he amazingly walked a lot of places while he was here. We know by his travels, he probably never traveled, as far as we know, in the general areas of Galilee where he was raised, that he probably never traveled over 100 miles one way or the other. And yet there must have been an abundance of travel, because we know that his entourage, that he had his healing ministry, that they went from town to town and city to city, and you had to be very, very rich to have a mule and provide what it took to maintain the mule or the donkey or the horse or the camel or whatever that they could afford. In some cases, we know that he rode a little donkey, but it was borrowed. And so our master did for his body the things that are needed today for us. We should take an example that he walked. They were walking on the next Sabbath after that he had risen. They were walking to another city, and he appeared unto them on the way. We know he was very healthy. We know that there was no physical ailments. We do know he was acquainted with grief and sorrow, but that was for the tremendous burden that was laid upon him. But he was quite truly rooted and grounded and prepared to accept the mission set before him and run the race with patience. And so we must become rooted and grounded. Get out and walk. Take a little walk. Leave off an extra counterpot. Leave off maybe 5 or 6 cigarettes. Do something positive in a way that it would help you to get out into becoming more grounded and rooted in these fundamentals of truth that we often overlook. They're so hidden from our memory. We don't really think about it. Just to pull off our shoes and go walking across the earth. The benefits are enormous. So I know that I need to do that, and I hope that you do, and that you will take it up on yourself tomorrow to start your project. To pull off your shoes and go out and take a 10-15 minute walk. If you can walk that long, praise Yahweh. I don't even know where I can walk 15 minutes or not. It's been so long, especially barefooted. So let's get back into the rooted and grounded mode, knowing that our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then we would like to talk sometime about the ley lines that lay in the earth naturally. Like I said, that ancients built upon these ley lines. It's an absolute fact that a lot of these pagan churches and buildings were built on these energy centers called ley lines. In Great Britain, there is countless books about the ley lines, these energy lines, where buildings were built on these energy vortexes. And I just explained to you that there were places in the Bible that became charged with these energy particles, that they would manifest healings at a certain time of the year or a certain time of the month. When these energies become energized through the vortexes, there were miracles and signs and wonders. Even the man that had laid by the pool. You see, that water was an insulated place where they would run down into the water. And amazingly, when the energies were there, the water was called, the water was troubled. What that means, there is an energy somehow that was released from the earth and ran through these ley lines into that pool. And that's why that the people were healed. It's just scientifically reasonable facts is to indicate that there is benefits from how the ancients lived, or they developed their energy centers or built their places. But today we care not, just so we get a piece of a ground and we build and we insulate and we restrict our itself from being grounded and rooted in the proper terms to reap the benefits of how our bodies are made. So we need to become aware of that. I know a lot of you already are. And I'm just refreshing somebody's memory in certain of these things, but I can tell you one thing. We soon forget, myself included, by not taking the time and the liberties to do these things that we need to do to keep our bodies functionally healthy. I mean, it's amazing. Some people that are 40-year-old and they can't hardly get out of bed. Some of them don't have enough energy to work anymore. Even in their 40s, the nursing homes are full of people that are not much over 40 or 50 years old. It's amazing. It used to be that even the old people, I can remember, it seemed like maybe you just remember more old people when you're young. Because now I is old, and certainly don't want to remember that. But your body gets up every morning and it reminds you that you are aging. You're slowing down. The vibrational rate, the breathing, the arthritis and the rheumatism, the old bones are not as flexible as they were, the elasticity of the fibers in the body break down and are destroyed. But if we can recharge or re-energize our bodies, which is body electric, and we can get grounded and rooted in these systems that we know exist, and science has already proven this, then we can be more healthy, and that's what we need to be, myself included. Praise God. Well, you've been listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. I'm going to be in here again tomorrow night at the 10 o'clock hour. Tonight we're on the late hour. Thank you all of you for setting up with us, and I try to remember what I said about that. Let me know if you try it and you have any results that you would like for me to know about. Give me a call right here with our brand new home number before the King's Gate Inn
right here in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The number is 423-351-1082. Again, let me give you that number. 423-351. Now I forgot it. 351, and it's, I haven't given it up. It's 1082. The last four is 1082, so it's 351-1082. That's correct. So that's our number, our new number. Let me give it to you again. 423 is the area code. 351 is the prefix numbers. And 1082 is the last four digits of the telephone number. So it's 423-351-1082. Now, if you'd like to write me, I'd like to hear from you. We just got through doing our series, if you will, the five-part series that we just got through doing. We'll have that available. We're going to start our mail delivery, monthly delivery, coming up this next month. We'll be back on our regular mailing routine. I think we'll get there before the start of the month, but you can expect it sometime between now and the first of the month. We'll have our regular mailings back. That series will be included in that series that we just got through doing, our latest series. And we appreciate your cards and letters. We appreciate your support. We really need it more now than we've ever needed, and I'll tell you why. We've got an assembly building already purchased. That building has already been paid for. But now we've got to put three times the amount of money that we've paid for the building to get it set and to update it and to bring it up to our standards. So if you have a building fund, it's called the Shepherd's Chapel End. If you would like to earmark it for that, I'd be glad to give it to Brother Pard. And we'll develop our fee site. We're trying to get the land perk. We're having some problems with finding a perking test that would be acceptable to the state of Tennessee here with our type of soil. It's not sandy or gravelly like they prefer it. It's got a lot of strong clay in it. And so we're going to pray for us that we can perk the property, or the perk test would be accepted to the state of Tennessee, that we could start building this in the next couple of weeks. We got plans to start in the next couple of weeks. Be praying for us. Now, if you'd like to write me, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip 37874. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. And our address here at the property, of course, is in Sweetwater. If you'd like to send us a card or a letter, you can send that to my post office box, 586 Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy. And you can call me tonight on my cell phone at area code 423-259-0606. You can go to our website. Brother Bob keeps it well maintained, keeps it up to date, and all of the postings. And the articles, the different articles, and he puts a lot of them in PDF file. Does a lot of amazing work there on the website. And we really owe him a thank you highly, Bob. And he knows we appreciate everything he does. He maintains it himself and takes care of it. And nobody has to help him. He's very devoted to that. And he has been for several years. Go to oneyahweh.com. That's www.oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. I'll see you tomorrow night on the 10 o'clock hour, Eastern Standard Time, around the world on WWRV 3.185. May Yahweh take a blessing and a liking to you. Yahweh bless.